It is reported in various verses of the Quran that our Lord blessed many of His prophets with miracles. According to what is related in the verses, when the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, made a clay object in the shape of a bird and breathed into it, the bird came to life by God's will. This fact is related in the Quran. I will create the shape of a bird out of clay for you, and then breathe into it, and it will be a bird by God's permission. God formed a living thing independent of all known natural causes and gave it life. A living being formed out of mud, a being that had not evolved or underwent any intermediate stages. This is one of His miracles and an important truth that Muslims who believe in evolution cannot account for. God is He who has no need of stages to create a living thing. A similar example mentions the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. It is revealed in the Quran how God endows inanimate things with life. When Abraham said, "My Lord, show me how you bring the dead to life," he asked, "Do you not then believe?" He replied, "Indeed I do. But so that my heart may be at peace," he said, "take 4 birds and train them to yourself. Then put a part of them on each mountain and call to them. They will come rushing to you. Know that God is Almighty, All-Wise." In another verse, our Lord reveals that He turned the Prophet Moses' staff into a serpent and thus foiled the tricks of the sorcerers. One of the miracles revealed in these verses is creation in a single moment by God's will. The bird brought to life by the Prophet Abraham, the bird formed out of mud by the Prophet Jesus, and the serpent into which the Prophet Moses' staff turned into, all came into being in a single moment. They came to life without undergoing any evolutionary process, simply by the will of our Almighty Lord.